It's time for the Apple Watchcast. It's back, another fun-filled episode with tips, and this time it's all about the new Watch OS 6 and the new Apple Watch Series 5. You won't want to miss it, and it's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as a dollar a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/applewatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 298, recorded Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. Watch OS 6 tips.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hola.
Hola. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Doing okay. And joining us also is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, Tom. The Cubs and the Indians didn't make the playoffs.
Neither one of them got very far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of sad to see. Yeah, Cubs already got rid of their manager. So that didn't
How
take
far
long.
You fall in 2 years?
It's kind of sad.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on from baseball. Just a quick note here. This episode will be our first show about tips for the Apple Watch OS 6. And I'm sure we'll probably end up doing another tips episode here a little bit later on, because there's a lot of great options with this update. So I'm pretty sure we're not going to get to all of them in this episode, but we'll cover a bunch. I've got a bunch. I'm sure you guys have a few to go through, and we'll kind of do the round table here. But first of all, before we get into that, I did have a couple of questions for you specifically about battery life. Let's do an update. Because there's been a lot of buzz this past week from people getting bad battery life on the Series 5 watch, as well as the Series 4 with the new OS, including the recent 6.1 update. Or is it 6.0.1? I get confused. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so how's your battery life been, Vincent?
I'm at 60%. Normally I'm out around about 70-something at this time of day. So something's draining it a little bit more, but I've been active. Well, of course, I also did turn on a couple of features, so we'll talk about that later. So.
Yeah, some things may be affecting that, but How about you, Chris? What have you noticed?
Tom, day to day, it is so different. One day last week at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was 10%. I'm like, what the hell?
Okay.
And then the next day, I went all day. And then today, I got buzzed at 10% at about 6 p.m. So I don't know. Wow. It's every day's different. It's a new adventure every day, and I don't really know what the difference is.
And both of you have done the 0.1 update?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've had a hard time, as I mentioned before, separating the OS from the new Series 5 watch. Now, both of you have the Series 4. I have the Series 5. And for me, it's kind of hard to tell which it is, especially with all these possible new battery training features, especially sure. of the new always on screen, the noise app, the compass app. You know, I tried an entire day with always on, and my cellular and noise app turned off. Okay. So I ended, it was about a 15-hour day. It was a long day, but always on was on, and I ended up with about 30% battery life.
Wow.
No, but I had no workout that day. Okay. That's just having a watch on. The next day, another 15 hours, no workout, always on screen was there with the cellular turned on and the noise app on. Okay. And I have several complications with the noise app. So it was always on. And I got about the exact same battery life left, about 30%.
Okay.
So, you know, if I had done a workout that day, I couldn't get through the whole day. So, you know, it would have been by 5 or 7 p.m. I would have been done.
Probably, yeah.
So, So I'm not seeing that either the noise app or even turning on or off cellular or whatever is not really draining the battery that much or making that big of a difference, and neither is the always on. I think there's something else going on here. But
yeah, I'm just looking at my list of apps right now, and I do notice that if you have app updates turned on, it might be downloading a ton of updates. So it's using a lot more Wi-Fi. So I guess that's one of my tips. to check to see whether or not you have automatic updates turned on.
Okay, that's a good tip. We're going to start this in a second, but that's a good one. But I'm kind of at a loss here to figure out really what's going on. I think like you guys overall, I've got less battery life than I did before. But maybe by 10 to 15%, I would say, than a normal. So... I don't know. I hopefully they'll keep tweaking it. But what surprised me was that things like Always On didn't make a difference.
Sure.
That's interesting to know. That's for sure.
At least it didn't in my simple tests here. But we'll continue to monitor it. Zach Hall with 9to5Mac has been tweeting all about this. He actually wrote an article about it. 9to5Mac, he was having all kinds of issues with it. We ought to get him back on the show to discuss it, see if there's any new updates, but we'll keep everybody updated as we go along. All I can say is a real quick tip from me right up front is whenever Apple comes out with an incremental update now, do it immediately, because more than likely it's going to start fixing some of this stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of security ones that are out too. So
yes, I've never seen Apple release so many updates. And I don't understand how people are complaining about it. I heard people complain about all the updates. It's like, isn't that a good thing?
It sure is.
Well, they're fixing problems, but if they're self-induced problems, that can be an issue.
Well, I think it's the kind of thing that you really don't experience until you put it in the hands of millions of people. Right?
And, I mean, yeah, you can beta test it to a certain degree. Yeah, there are cyber researchers out there that are discovering things as well, and they have to act on it.
Okay. Well, let's we'll put aside battery life for a moment. Let's go ahead and dive into some tips here. We'll kind of do a round table. I'll go ahead and start here with Chris. Why don't you kick it off with a tip?
You bet, Tom. The first tip I have is around the Activity app. So if you open the Activity app via complication or open the app, in all the previous versions of the Watch OS, you had two screens. You had the Activity screen with the three rings. Below that was kind of the numerical numbers and then the graphical numbers with a little summary. And if you swipe to the right, it was all the people that you were connected with for activities, the people that you were sharing with. But now, swipe left. If you swipe left again one more time in your Activity app, there's a new screen. And it is the award screen. So if you look at it, it mimics what's in your the Watch app on the phone, where it has your awards, which is your most recent award. Like yesterday, I did 200% of my move goal. And then you scroll down, it has your October challenge. Mine is 140.1 miles of distance. And as of right now, I'm at 45.7 miles. So what am I, about a third of the way through my goal with, I've finished 8 days, so I'm a little ahead of schedule. And then as you go down, it has your competition awards. It has your limited edition awards. And then it has the monthly challenges, all your close your rings awards. So basically, it's a third page or a third swipe or area within the Activity app on WatchOS 6 to get all your awards. So it's pretty nice.
Wow, you must be scrolling forever. I have like four. No,
I was going to say, I don't see any awards at all. What?
You don't? Wait, that's just me. I got tons and tons and tons.
That's just me. I haven't been. I haven't been that active. I have a blank screen. No, I've got a. I see what you're talking about. It's pretty cool that that.
Yeah, yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, and the very last one is workouts. So
yes,
those are there as well. Very cool. I like that.
That's funny. My awards are for February, April, and June. So apparently, every other month, I actually hit the challenge.
That's about that tells you how much where your work schedule is too, Vincent.
Exactly.
That's great. All right, Vincent, what's your tip?
Yeah, my tip is around the chimes and taps. that they just added with the OS 6. We were trying to figure that out in terms of like it. Number one, reading the time to you when you place your two fingers on the watch face, but the tapping part and the chimes on the hour and how that all works is fairly complex with the different types of tactics that you can choose from. They give you a numeral based. If you have basically the sound turned off on your watch, and you put both fingers on the face, then it will tap out the time. And depending on which option you choose, which is, let me see here, the digits, which is going to be the first, it'll tap out the tens digits, it'll type out the minutes digits, and then it'll type out the ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah. As far as that way you can tell what time it is.
Yeah.
Now, do you have to count the taps on your wrist?
You have to count the taps on your wrist. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that sense. And then you can choose. There's Morse code, which I tried and do not understand whatsoever. So I don't know.
But now I turned it on. I guess I didn't turn it on properly, or I missed a setting because I haven't experienced this yet. I mean, I was going to try that out. Do those taps come very rapidly, or are they deliberate?
The hours, the tens hours is very rapid. Yeah. So you can count them very quickly.
Okay.
And then the tens minutes and then the single minutes are a little bit shorter.
Okay.
For each. Long tap for the 10 minutes. Yeah. And then there's terse, which is what a long tap for every 5 hours. So you have to do math. I don't know if I want to do that.
I don't want to do math. Yeah. That forces you to do math every hour.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Long taps for quarter hours. It's like roughly. But yeah, I just got it on digits and it works. And you know, we were scheduled to meet at 7, so I turned that on so that it dings you on the hour. And hey, it pinged me on the hour, which is pretty cool. But if you don't have the silent mode turned on, or I guess if you have sounds turned on, then it will ping you with the two options, either chimes, which bells, or with birds. And I have not experienced the birds yet in terms of playing on the hour.
Now, the closest I've come to this, I've gotten three quick taps in a row, but that was just from Chris, you know, closing his rings for the day, setting a goal, or hitting a medal and setting a goal. So I get all three at once, like tap, tap, tap. So that's as close as I've gotten to it. But
Chris, have you turned on yours yet?
Well, I tried the Taptic, and I also tried the press fingers on the screen to verbalize.
Yeah,
because you can't do both at the same time. But yeah, I did it, and it is kind of interesting to really count. You know, the Morse code, forget it. I was like, I don't know what that means. But the digital one, the digits, I was okay. The terse took a little more math.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm sorry, we're kind of making fun of some of this, but this is really for people who have vision issues, because this is a great way for them to now be able to keep track of the time. So it's fantastic as far as that goes. I'm kind of surprised Apple hadn't had that in there before, you know, something like that, because it seems like it could have been there from the beginning. But the Taptic engine has been there since the beginning. So,
yep. I know Chris was testing your Siri is set to British.
I guess it is.
And she speaks the time in British. That's so funny.
Okay, I'll go next here on a tip. I want to talk about first of all, we got a bunch of new complications with watchOS 6. We got audiobooks, we got calculator, we got cycle tracking, we got noise, we got rain, and we got voice memos. And I want to talk about the rain complication for a moment. With this complication on your watch face, you can, at a glance, see the likelihood of rain in your local area, along with links to the rain forecast area of the weather app. So if you tap on it. And I love having such a specific weather detail instantly available. I love, everybody listening to the podcast know I love all the weather stuff. So this is pretty cool to have that singled out. What's left? They're going to give me a humidity one complication, and I'm trying to think of what's left. Right, we got wind. Right now we got rain.
Air pollution.
We got air pollution. Air quality. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, it's cool. I love it. Right now it's 0% here in Houston. I don't know what yours would be there, Chris. Are you at home? You're at home right now, correct?
Yes. I'm not sure what it would be.
Yeah.
Probably 0%.
But it's I'm using the meridian face, and it's in the center there. It's a circle, has the number, and that's got a little umbrella under it. So you can kind of, you know what that is at a glance. But I love it. I love these new complications, and we'll get into more of them later. But that one caught my eye. It's kind of fun. All right, Chris, what do you got next?
My next one is using Siri to link to websites. So in Watch OS 6, you can say, hey, so-and-so, apple.com. And then it brings up on your screen and goes to apple.com. And will actually bring up two or three websites that it thinks is close to apple.com. So you'll get apple.com and then support.apple.com and a couple other ones. But you can speak the URL using Siri, and then Siri brings up options, and then you hit what's called, it just says open page. And you just pick which option you want, hit open page, and before you know it, you're looking at the website.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So that's a cool tip.
I'm gonna kind of piggyback on top of that tip with another one about Siri, and this kind of blew me away when I tested it. But another cool feature of the new Siri is that Siri can tell you the name of a current song that's being played. All you have to do is ask Siri when you raise your watch, say, "What song is this?" and the song will come up. She'll find it, because didn't Apple buy, what was it, Shazam or something?
What did they buy? Shazam?
Didn't they?
I didn't know that.
They bought one of them. Oh. Anyway, it'll come up, and with a single tap on your watch, you can instantly add that song to your music library. And it was pretty cool. I had a song playing on a speaker. I asked Siri that question with my watch, just held it out for a second for it to hear it, and boom, I've got it on my watch.
That's great.
Pretty cool. Yeah. That's something Siri was on the watch was not able to do at all. Anyway, I love that. Siri's a lot smarter in this version of the OS.
Just a lot faster in general.
Yes. Yeah, and a little more accurate, which is great. All right, Vincent, what do you got next?
Yep. So I have basically we started talking about this in terms of just retaining battery life and such. So one of the things that you can do is to make sure that now that the App Store has moved over to the watch, to turn off automatic downloads under the App Store. Since if you're going to install an app that might actually have an Apple Watch component, you don't want it to automatically fill up your watch. As a result of that, it might also have automatic downloads. So you're looking at it just kind of going into this spiral of doom here, where you're just installing apps, downloading apps, updating apps. But then if you do want to check and see whether or not you have a lot of apps that are installed extraneously, go into the Apple Watch app on the phone, check the apps that you have listed there. But you can also go into general and usage and just check all the apps that are listed on there. On the watch, as we've talked before, you can just kind of swipe left on them in the list view and just delete and get rid of those huge apps that you don't use all that often. Because I don't know about you guys, but I use maybe like 5 apps regularly on my watch.
Right, yeah.
And the rest of them kind of just take up space.
Question for you, though. In those settings in the App Store on your phone, you have two choices, automatic downloads and automatic updates.
Right.
Do you have both of those unchecked, is what you're saying?
I have automatic downloads unchecked, but after just watching the fact that I have 5 or 6 apps updating right now, I think I'm going to turn the second one off too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what that means is anytime there's an update, you're going to have to manually go in and do that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's one of those things I don't have turned on my phone. I don't have it turned on, I'm sorry, with music. I don't want it to automatically keep loading music because it'll fill up. But as far as updates, then I guess you have to periodically go in and, I don't know, it's quite the convenience factor not to have to go in and find the updates, right?
True. If, yeah, but I guess, again, if it's an app that you regularly use, I tend to kind of go in and curate, keep it clean.
Okay, so you're going app by app and selecting. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Perfect.
Well, you don't do that?
I just have it all turned on. No.
I guess I'm still dealing with beta issues.
Beta issues?
You know, you're back in the day when you're dealing with the beta watch, you're so super careful about space and storage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of spoiled because with the Series 5, I have double the memory now.
Oh, yeah, just rub it in. Okay.
So I don't need to worry about it for a while. Yeah. So I'm just going to keep downloading and downloading. So yeah. Yet another reason you should get the Series 5.
There you go.
All right. Sorry about that. Okay. Moving on. Okay. Another great tip here. We now have a new app for Now Playing. Now Playing is now a standalone app. Okay. Mm-hmm. It used to only be available when something was playing, right? If nothing was playing, you couldn't get to it. It was not there. So now it's its own app that controls music playback originating from the watch. So it works similar to the Control Center music widget that's on your phone. It can also control AirPlay 3 devices like the HomePod. So very nice. Now, I was very used to the way it used to work. And I have spent the past couple of, the past week at least, trying to get used to, like, something to be playing. I'd lift my wrist and it's not there. Where's the Now Playing? You know what I mean? Sometimes, because I had set it on whatever my last app was. Huh. So I had to go back in and change. Yeah, it was kind of frustrating for a while to figure out that this is its own app. But it is nice now that you are able to just go in and find it and open it and use it that way. So just a quick tip there. It does work completely different than how it did before. It isn't its own standalone, which is nice. So you can control many things from it. All right, Chris, what do you got?
All right, Tom. So my next one, it's not necessarily a watch OS 6, but what it is, it's in the Breathe app. So I kind of fell on this accidentally. When you open the Breathe app, it'll say, 1 minute, 7 breaths. So it's basically going to give you 1 minute of breathing. And then in the app, you can set the duration, 4 breaths per minute up to 10. But if you, on the main screen, before you hit start, you turn the digital crown, you can go up to 5 minutes and 35 breaths, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, or 2 minutes. So if you want to have an extended breathe session, you can do it by just turning the digital crown, and you can go between 1 and 5 minutes, and then it multiplies that by the number of breaths per minute that you set. And you can have an extended session.
That's pretty cool. And did you notice the animation changes when you turn the crown? It gets more detailed as the longer you go and the more breaths that there are.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool animation. Oh. I love that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a neat thing. All right. The next one I have here, this is for Always On, and it's... I'm sorry, this is Series 5 only. Now, Always On is a great feature. In fact, it's the reason most people will buy a Series 5. But in some instances, you may not want it on. So two tips here. Number one is privacy. There are certain complications in watch faces that may reveal information you do not wish for anyone looking at your watch to see, such as calendar events, messages, heart rate, things like that. You can hide this info by going to settings, you tap on display and brightness, then tap always on. Now there is an option here to hide sensitive complications. You toggle that on, and then only you can see this information when you raise your wrist. When your wrist is down, that info disappears. Now the second thing here is you can actually turn the always on off. So to use your Series 5, just like any previous version of the Apple Watch, simply turn Always On off. Again, this is in settings under display and brightness. Tap Always On and toggle that switch off. So that's one way to, I guess you would, as you mentioned before, Vincent, it'd be a way of saving battery life, mm-hmm. but it's also a privacy thing. So
for sure.
Because I haven't heard anybody who doesn't like the always on, but there may be some out there that it's just not for you. All right, Vincent, what do you got?
Well, I have a quick tip. Buy a Series 4.
Wait, you're selling your Series 4? No, is that what you did?
The Series 4 has pretty much exactly the same innards as the Series 5, as you were saying, but mm-hmm. it has half the amount of memory. But yeah, just look around. I mean, there's like Target and a couple of other stores that are out there that are trying to get rid of their Series 4 inventory. So you can get one for quite a good chunk off, like the 44 mil black sports loop at Target's like $380 now. Normally $430, so
that's
you're looking at $50 off most of these things.
That's so pretty good, up. Yeah.
But anyways, that was a side note. My actual tip is it's kind of a personal issue. There's so many watch faces now, and with the Nike one that I have, I can't find any of them. So it's best to kind of just go to your Apple Watch app on your phone. And go to the gallery. It's the middle button, face gallery in the middle. And you can then peruse all the different versions out there. And it's really good. At the very top, you see all the ones that are new to watchOS. I chose the Nike Hybrid one because that's the one they have on the website. Looks pretty slick. The Windrunner version and full screen. So take advantage of that full screen. And no complications. So it's nice and clean. But if you were to try to find that on your watch and to put that in there, it is quite a treasure hunt. So definitely if you want to quickly customize all your different watch faces, visit the face gallery once in a while, clean up the ones that you don't use and put the ones that are new in.
That's a great tip. I just counted. I have 20 watch faces on my watch.
Yeah, that's a ton.
And it doesn't revolve around. If I have to go back to number one, I got to swipe 20 times.
Mm-hmm. You so, know you can use the crown to do that too, right?
I know, but still, that's still a lot of scrolling here.
Come yeah, on. It sure is.
But yeah, that's another good tip. There's more than one way to get to your watch face. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Chris, what do you have?
Well, by the way, I have 21 watch faces. And the one I just added, I kind of like now is a Numerals Mono, by the way. I kind of like that one for some reason. No complications. It's very basic. And I wore it over the weekend and it kind of grew on me. But that's not my tip. That's just a observation. Okay. And to build on what you said about pricing and deals, the leather loops mm-hmm. and the Milanese loops are now $99 on the Apple Watch, website. They were $149. For some reason, they're $50 off. So go out and get the leather loops and the Milanese loops if you can. That's still not my tip.
Nice. Okay.
my tip is the Voice Memo app. So that's a new app. And I was using a third-party app, and I use this a lot because I'm driving and just have a voice memo. So it's very straightforward. You just basically tap to record on the watch face. But if you force press, you can do a couple things. One is you can select to have just your watch recordings on your watch and nothing else, or you can force press and select all your recordings. So if you make something from your phone or your iPad, it will show up there. So it's a single location for all your recordings. And then it synchronizes across all your devices. So it's a very easy way to record things. And I do probably 5 to 7 a day, most of them in the morning when I'm like, you know, getting ready for the day. I'm like, here's what I'm going to do. I need to do this, do that, add this, add that. And, you know, and I just load up the voice memos and then throughout the day, convert them to email, reminders, or notes. So in Watch OS 7, my request is instead of the voice memos just syncing across the voice memos app, you should be able to send it either to a note or a reminder and then do some kind of conversion where it creates it, right? So you can use Siri to create a reminder, but sometimes a note has a little more detail in it. So anyway, the Voice Memo app is now an app. It's a good app. I think they just need to maybe improve it in the future to kind of integrate it into an action afterwards.
Right. That's something I need to use more often. I forget that I can do that, even when I had a third party app to do that. But what we had just pressed record, that was the another app that we have that does the same thing, but now it's built in. But yeah, that's a great idea. See, we're already talking about watchOS 7, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, my next tip here. This, again, I'm sorry, this is only for Watch Series 5, but it involves the Compass app. So I have a couple of tips here for the Compass. First of all, to get an accurate bearing, when you call up the Compass app, you can line up the crosshairs that are at the center of the compass. And when you do that, you tilt, just keep tilting your wrist till they line up. It's almost like a game. But when they completely line up, they'll turn white. Then you know you've got a correct bearing. It's accurate. Now, to edit your bearing, let's say you need to, for some reason, go exactly 240 degrees from your current position. You simply force press, and now you have the option of editing your bearing. It says edit bearing. So you turn the crown until the number in the upper left, let's say, goes to 240 degrees. You tap done, and there's now a red mark on the outer ring from 240 that goes all the way to your previous bearing. So if you turn the watch that direction, you will face the exact 240 degrees. That tells you exactly where you need to go. Now, there is also a haptic tap that happens when the compass rolls past that point. So it's easy to keep it lined up. If you force press again, you can clear that bearing, clear it out, and go back to using it normal. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a fun app to play with. It's pretty neat. All right, Vincent, what do you got next?
Yeah, this is an oldie but goodie. It applies to pretty much anybody who's getting new watches or has an old one. But this is kind of my personal mission to flip everybody's watch upside down.
Okay.
everyone's kind of digital crown kind of faces out towards your hand. I have oriented it so that I actually have the crown facing my elbow. So, you know, towards that direction. So turned what is that, 90 degrees around? Or 180, okay, 180 degrees. And you can then turn the orientation of the watch on in the Apple Watch app or on the settings. You can change the orientation. You can say which hand you're wearing it on, and you can say that the digital crown is either on the left or on the right side. I personally like it on the left, primarily because before, if you do have screenshots turned on, what happens is if you put your hands in your pocket, you might take a ton of screenshots accidentally, which you can, by the way, turn off.
Okay. Oh,
and or you can basically call emergency SOS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're wearing jeans and you've got your hands stuck in your pocket and you've got your, you know, the lip of your pocket pressing up against all those dials and buttons, you could be calling 911. You could be taking screenshots. So, you know, be careful when you turn that. So that's why I've turned it around. One advantage of the thing is in... I believe that the mic now, well, never mind. They changed it.
on the other side.
Yeah. It's on the other side. It's it used to be on the other side. Right. So speaking into your watch was a little easier.
Yeah.
But then you can basically, the tip is you can wear it on either side. You can flip it around and you can change the orientation. I suggest going ahead and doing that. It's a little bit more stable for me when I'm turning the dial with my thumb instead of my forefinger. So... personal preference, but there you go. Now you know you can do that.
Have you ever tried to wear it on the inside of your wrist? Like some people wear watches that way?
Yeah, my mom does that.
Regular watches.
Yeah, my mom does that.
Her Apple Watch, she wears it on the inside.
She does.
Does it work?
It does.
It does. Okay.
It does.
I wonder how accurate. I wonder how accurate the heart rate and all that would be.
I don't know. I got to check her apps.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
But I'm always afraid if I do that, I'm going to smash it on something.
Yeah, I know. I've seen her bang it against things.
Okay. So, speaking of, another quick tip. I didn't have this on my list, but you just reminded me of something. Mm-hmm. You talk about accidentally triggering something on your watch when you put your hand in your pockets and stuff like that.
Right.
If I have these workout or gloves I do that I wear when I like do yard work, the big heavy canvas kind of glove. that goes up over your watch.
Right.
And I'll be listening to a podcast when I'm mowing the lawn or doing whatever. And all of a sudden, the podcast jumps into double speed. You know, they talk real fast. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And I'm like, ah, because the glove is brushing against the face of the watch. So here's my tip. If you're going to wear a glove of any sort that covers your watch face, put it in water mode first. Then the screen will be dead. And not, no brushing against it will affect anything that you're doing. You won't accidentally trigger something like I did. And I did it a number of times before I just got fed up. And it's like, ah, I'm putting this in water mode. I'm not going to put up with that again.
It's always hilarious when the podcast starts talking like chipmunks.
Oh, they start talking like this. Blah, 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 blah. And then they slow down because it it goes into the half one.
Right,
you know, it's like, oh, my goodness.
It's pretty hilarious.
Do people actually listen? I guess they do. Or can listen to them at that speed. That would drive me nuts.
Hey, if you're running short on time.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you could get through this show pretty quick. okay, my next tip. I've done this before. And again, a lot of these are watch OS 6. I know Chris had a couple that were not specifically. But, you know, there's a lot of people who this is their first watch, right? And any tips are going to be great. Well, I have the ultimate tip here, and I mentioned this last year when the Apple Watch Series 4 came out, but there is an official Apple Watch user guide that is available for Watch OS 6. Okay, so if you open the Books app on your phone and you search Apple Watch, you will find Apple's official guides to, and they have a bunch of them. They have Watch OS 6, OS 5.1, OS 4.3. This is the guide to everything from setting up your Apple Watch to explaining all the features of the watch and the OS. It's really the missing manual that used to, you know, used to be included with all of your electronic devices. Remember that? You know, that was the first thing I did was read the manual on the product.
I have a drawer full of that.
Yeah. Now I just kind of wing it. Nobody gives you a manual anymore. They give you, if you're lucky, you get a quick start sheet, right? But no, the first Mac I ever got, the very first Mac that came out, at work, we got this new machine, and I took the book home and I read it cover to cover. So when I wanted to sit down at the Mac, I knew what it could do. You know, you had to keep referring back to it to remember certain things, but at least I had an overall sense of what that machine could do. And ever since then, when they would come out with something, I would read the manual. Well, now they don't give them out anymore. Well, this is one place to find them. And it is free, by the way. You can get this free. So if you're new to the Apple Watch, this is a great thing to go through. Just flip through it. You'll learn all kinds of things that you probably didn't even know your watch could do. And if you were a seasoned watch user like us, you'll probably still find some things and go, oh, really? I did not know that. Or at least you'll know the official answer as to whether or not you can do something with the watch because it's direct from Apple. So that's a good tip. Again, it's in the Books app on your phone. Any more tips we have here? I think, are we done with tips?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, that was pretty neat. That, you know, I learned stuff too. I don't know about you guys, but I learn few things when we do these as well, which is kind of fun. So again, we'll try to do some of this every now and then, especially since we got some new features and things to talk about. So anything else before we tilt our wrist to dim this episode? I'm going to get you guys into a Series 5 watch before the year's out.
It might happen.
Every show I'm just going to put in a little dig and you'll be going for the Series 5. All right. Well, that's that's all the time we have for this.
Well, the speed and the space. Those are two things you got to think about.
Speed?
Processor speed?
It's the same, really. I hate to say it. It's the same as a 4.
Is it the same?
There's no difference. The only big difference is the Always On and the Compass app. What else? That's about it. I'm sorry. And the new titanium or ceramic. You know, the different version. Yeah,
the titanium. There you go.
Oh, and the memory. Sorry, double the memory as well. Yeah, I made the mistake of mentioning how much this watch costs. And the question I got back was, and what did you pay? What did you get for that? I could
3% cash back.
That had to be the fourth thing because there was only about three or four things I could list. It's definitely more of a fashion thing, but it's cool. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce the show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. Links to stuff we talk about can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service that you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.